thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
For all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
Beautiful.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, honored viewers, to Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Ashtar 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 91 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blendlesat. And in Adeya, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Aserna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahahual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahahual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna del San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca, TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Puzhou City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengu Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Khmer Cable TV. In Subahtar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khotos on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, works with partners to assist approximately 28,000 displaced people in Côte d'Ivoire or Ivory Coast. In animal news, Canadian researchers find that sperm whales can identify each other's voices. In veg news, three new loving huts are thriving in Asia. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 21st, is World Peace and Prayer Day, first observed in 1996 and inaugurated by Chief Arvo Looking Horse of the Lakota, Dakota, and Nakota Nation of the Sioux. This year's event is held at the gathering place Boté, Minnesota, USA, a sacred site according to the Dakota. People from many faiths will come together at this location to pray for world peace, highlighting respect for each other's traditions, culture, and religions with the theme, All Nations, All Faiths, One Prayer. We also offer our heartfelt prayers on this day for a forever tranquil and harmonious planet.
Fly-in News. Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association Relief News from Thailand. Since the end of March, heavy storms and flash floods swept across 10 southern Thai provinces. At least 61 lives were lost and over 2 million people affected. Tens of thousands of villagers were displaced. With all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai had donated $20,000 for emergency aid, asking that our association members please go to assist those most in need. This amount could purchase $109,000 in urgent items obtained in the United States based on the cost of living in Thailand.
After traveling to the worst-hit areas and delivering emergency food supplies in Surat Thani province, our association's relief team from Bangkok, Thailand, including a doctor and nurse, found that many villages in Anopitam district were still in need of aid, but had been isolated by damaged roads and debris. As soon as the roads were repaired by the government, the relief team was able to bring supplies of vegan food, noodles, and soy milk, along with SOS flyers, to four villages.
ขอนำมาผมก็อยู่ข้างเขื่อนขวางนี้ครับผมเพราะว่าออกไปเอาถุงยังชีพมาแจกชาวบ้านแต่พอกลับมาบ้านก็หายไปแล้วนั่นแหละครับผมก็ฝากขอบพระคุณแล้วก็นั่นแหละขอให้ความดีที่ว่าของท่านได้มาช่วยเหลือของผมครั้งนี้ผมจะทดแทนความดีจะทำตัวช่วยเหลือสังคมตลอดไปครับผมผมเองในนามตัวแทนของพี่น้องประชาชนคงขอขอบคุณท่านอาจารย์เป็นอย่างยิ่งนะครับ
Our gratefulness for the Thai government's reconstruction efforts. We also appreciate Supreme Master Ching Hai's unconditional love and support to the disaster victims, as well as the diligent endeavors of our association's relief team. May Buddha bless the Thai people with a swift recovery to daily regularity, as we pray that such tragedies may soon be averted through our kinder stewardship on earth.
Over 5 million affected by floods in China. As of Sunday, June 19th, some 5.7 million people have been displaced or affected by rains and flooding that has swept areas in eastern and southern China previously plagued by drought, prompting the Chinese government to raise its disaster alert to the highest level. Officials have said that over 170 people are dead or missing, with more than 7,000 homes collapsed or destroyed and 1,000 businesses forced to suspend operations. In Jiajiang province in the Yangtze Delta, food prices have also surged 40% with the destruction of large swathes of farmland that have caused
caused vegetable, fruit, and grain output to decrease by 20%. To the northwest, 100 rescuers were searching for four missing persons after flash floods swept away three trucks in Toksun County of Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region on Sunday. Although roads and railways have been blocked by the flooding and landslides, the army has been mobilized and aid is reaching affected areas. Meanwhile, the Philippine Atmospheric Geophysical and Astronomical Services Administration said Tropical Depression Ige was expected to make landfall in China in a few days after having brought rains to Luzon.
Upon hearing of the worsening conditions on June 18th, Supreme Master Qinghai had immediately offered $20,000 with all her love and sorrowful prayers, as she requested that our nearby association members please go, if possible, to assist those in most urgent need. This amount could acquire $128,000 in relief items if obtained in the United States, based on China's cost of living.
With gratitude for the efforts of Chinese officials and personnel, we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her unconditional support. May the balance of life for the people of China and the world be restored through our more diligent care of the ecosphere.
Flooding displaces U.S. residents. On Sunday, June 19th, the Missouri River in Missouri, USA, breached the levees in a number of areas within Holt and Atchison counties, with officials saying that most of the 250 affected persons whose homes and farmlands were affected had evacuated earlier as a precaution.
The river water reached record levels after normal rainfall for a year fell upstream in just a few weeks, and it also received 140% of the normal amount of snowmelt from the Rocky Mountains. As U.S. Army Corps personnel worked to restore the embankments, officials expressed concern over this unprecedented pressure on the levees, saying they were not designed to endure such extreme conditions. The inundation forced the closure of a number of highways and bridges as well. Also affected was the Fort Calhoun nuclear plant in neighboring Nebraska state, which has not been operational since April 9th, when it shut down for refueling and has stayed closed due to flood concerns. Not far away, Cooper Nuclear Station declared a Notification of Unusual Event, or NOUE, as a safety precaution, with the Federal Aviation Agency issuing a no-fly order over both plants. According to the Nebraska Public Power District, there is no danger to either facility. We thank all officials for your careful monitoring and efforts to ensure the safety of the affected residents. May humanity's greater benevolence help renew our world's pristine and harmonious atmosphere.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
sông núi cùng đàn con bé dài ta tắm hồ bơi sông lướt túc theo sao mẹ khi lông tơ chưa đốm màu mặt tròn xoe hạt đầu cũng phận mới xin làm sao loạn tiên thế chìm mau lo sông núi cùng đàn con bé dài ta tắm hồ bơi sông nước túc theo sao mẹ khi lông tơ giữa đốm màu mặt tròn xoe hạt đầu phồng phình mới xin làm sao dao chớp loạn tiên thế chìm máu loan ôi con thơ ở lại hôm mẹ đã nát tan ai thương giùm con tôi đừng giết chúng
We can still save the planet. Day 582. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Citizens speak out. In countries like Bahrain, Egypt, Germany, Greece, India, Iraq, Libya, Pakistan, Palestine, Sudan, Syria, Tunisia, and Yemen, people continue to demand that their governments act in the best interest of all fellow citizens by ensuring basic safety, freedom, and democratic rights.
Germany. Prensa Latina reports that hundreds of Germans gathered in front of the Brandenburg Gate on Sunday, June 19th, to call for an end to the 50-year economic, commercial, and financial blockade of Cuba by the United States.
Greece. As Greek citizens continued to protest, Prime Minister George Papandreou called for their united support of his proposed budget reductions, explaining that without the assistance of the current loans, the country would run out of money and the reductions would need to be more severe. He also announced plans for a referendum so that the people can vote on the Greek political system and constitution, as he asked political parties to join in a national accord to overcome the crisis.
Egypt. As a military court on Sunday began to prosecute journalist Adel Hamouda and editor Rasha Azab over an article in which they interviewed people who claimed they had been tortured by a military officer, Egyptian journalists expressed their concern that freedom of the press continues to be suppressed under the current leadership.
Meanwhile, the defense lawyer for former President Hosni Mubarak announced that he is suffering a cancer relapse and is medically unfit to stand trial. The former leader is currently in custody at a hospital in Sharm el-Sheikh and has been charged with ordering the killing of peaceful protesters.
Tunisia. During a trial on Monday for former President Zine El Abidine Ben Ali and his wife Leila Trabelsi, they were found guilty of misappropriating public funds and sentenced in absentia to 35 years imprisonment each, along with $66 million in fines.
The remainder of charges, which include illegal weapon and drug possession, were postponed until June 30th to allow lawyers more time to prepare a defense. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Justice stated that another extradition request to return the couple from Saudi Arabia to Tunisia has been filed with the Saudi government.
Palestine. The Miles of Smiles 3 convoy succeeded in bringing necessary aid to Gaza through the Rafah border crossing with Egypt on Sunday, as 15 vehicles and over 50 people from the European Union, South Africa, Tunisia, and Lebanon delivered 30 tons of medicine, medical supplies, and food.
Libya. On Sunday, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO, said it is investigating an incident in which a technical failure caused a missile to accidentally strike a residential area in the capital Tripoli, killing 9 citizens, including 2 infants. However, on Monday, NATO denied the Libyan government's claims that the alliance's airstrike killed an additional 15 civilians in Surman, explaining that there were no recent NATO operations conducted in that area. Meanwhile, the United Arab Emirates government joined the United Nations and several Western countries in imposing sanctions against Libya as it authorized the central bank to freeze the financial assets of 19 Libyan figures.
Syria. After storming the border town of Badama and detaining as many as 70 residents on Sunday, Syrian forces blocked roads in a northwestern border area to prevent refugees from entering Turkey. The Turkish government, which is sheltering over 10,500 Syrian asylum seekers in camps, meanwhile sent an envoy to the Syrian capital Damascus with a letter urging the immediate removal of President Assad's brother, Maher al-Assad, who is currently commander of the Syrian army troops that carried out the recent attacks.
The following day, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad addressed the nation in his first speech in 2 months, where he offered to defuse tensions by creating a national dialogue process to address reforms and expand a recent amnesty offer for detainees. However, he refused the possibility of reforms amidst what he termed chaos and vowed to hold accountable all those believed to have caused bloodshed. Activists reported that protests began immediately after the president's speech in cities like Homs, Hama, Damascus, and Aleppo, where over 50 people were reportedly arrested.
Meanwhile, members of the international community also responded, with the U.S. State Department calling for the president's actions and not words, and British Foreign Secretary William Hague stated that President al-Assad must deliver concrete reforms or step aside, while a group of European foreign ministers issued a joint statement saying that the president's credibility depends on his implementation of announced reforms. This came as they met to consider adding more than a dozen people and businesses to a list of 23 already sanctioned, with an asset freeze and travel ban including President Assad.
Pakistan. An estimated 1,500 tribal members demonstrated in Miranshah, the main town of the North Waziristan region, with residents also observing a general strike as they called for a halt to U.S. unmanned airstrikes, also known as drones. Saying that innocent lives are at stake, the demonstrators stated that they would block supply routes and even take up arms against the Pakistani military if the government does not halt the drone attacks.
As we join in sorrow for the precious lives lost and the people in nations struggling to realize harmonious ideals, we pray for all strife to end and that citizens everywhere may coexist in dignified safety, freedom, and peace.
(laughs) do we want to pay?
How many more lives disrupted, maimed, or dead? How much more loss and suffering do we want to see?
How much do we want peace?
Whatever freedom they ask for, they should have it. Because humans deserve freedom. Freedom of speech, freedom to travel, freedom of religious practice, freedom of saying what they want and choosing whomever they like to govern their own country.
Basic human freedom. For that, I also gave a lot of zillion of spiritual points, and I hope it works.
That is hundreds of thousands of zillions of zillions of zillions of zillions of zillions of zillions. Without freedom, people cannot breathe. Without freedom, people cannot have dignity.
Without freedom, people cannot develop their potentials. And thus, they cannot serve their family or their country, and lastly, the world, to the fullest of their capacity. So freedom is very essential to human evolution, to the wellness of the world, to peace on our planet.
That's their birthright to have freedom, because they are children of God. They are right to demand it if they don't have.
Ta không muốn giữ con tim này nữa, ngày lại ngày nó xấu xé lòng ta. Trong cuộc đời đầy bão tố phong ba, bao bất hạnh in hằn từng giọt máu. Ôi trái tim vô cùng quý báu, ta bán không xong, bỏ chẳng đành. Ôi trái tim nhỏ bé mỏng manh, muốn ôm vào cả trời đau khổ. Ta muốn đi tìm Hoa Đà Thánh Tổ, xin Ngài hủy bỏ trái tim non, để ta không còn cảm giác đau thương khi nhìn mãi trần gian đầy khổ lụy. Ta làm được gì cho nhân thế? Ta làm được gì cho quê hương? Ôi cõi đời thế lương, sao mãi tràn máu lệ? Nhạc cũng buồn như kể lể, cảnh cũng biến đổi như hí trường, nên dù ta ca bài yêu đương, tim cũng sầu như biển, lòng không thể bình yên. Nếu mai có luân hồi, ta xin làm hoa cỏ, xin không còn làm người, dù chỉ một lần thôi.
Let peace be here now.
Hi. Hi, I'm Kani the Takahi, happily following a vegan lifestyle. For a tip today, I'd like to tell you about a succulent vegetable, purslane. It can be added to salads or also enjoyed in stir-fries, soups, and curries. This delicious food contains important nutrients, including omega-3 fatty acids, amino acids, essential minerals, and vitamin A. Look for it at organic produce stores or consider growing your own. Many thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. And thank you for tuning in. And now for the weather around the globe.
In humanitarian news, the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, works with partners to assist approximately 28,000 displaced people in Côte d'Ivoire or Ivory Coast. In the western town of Douekwe, at a Catholic mission camp, the Association of Support for the Self-Promotion of Urban Health, founded in Côte d'Ivoire, helps to organize the camp and support the psychological well-being of the residents. In addition, Action Against Hunger International, with headquarters around the world, supplies nourishing porridge to the 2,500 children under the age of 5 at the camp. Our warm appreciation and heaven's blessings, United Nations Children's Fund, Association of Support for the Self-Promotion of Urban Health, Action Against Hunger, and all others working to ensure the health of the citizens of Côte d'Ivoire. May the kind people of the nation be graced with secure homes and abundant sustenance for many peaceful tomorrows.
In animal news, sperm whales can identify each other's voices. Researchers from Dalhousie University in Nova Scotia, Canada, discovered that the whales can differentiate between each other's codas or clicking sound patterns, which they use to communicate. Similar to human accents, the whales' calls vary according to where they live. For instance, Caribbean and Pacific whales have distinct codas. Scientists also reported in the journal Animal Behavior that sperm whales have a coda of 5 evenly spaced clicks, the 5 regular call. This is thought to have the function of distinguishing individuals because it is used worldwide by the species. What amazing findings, Dalhousie University researchers! May we continue to realize the immense intelligence and incredible abilities of our glorious marine friends. Up next on Noteworthy News, delectable traditional foods of Asia are offered cruelty-free style at loving huts in Thailand and Mongolia. We're going to thank God for all the diversity on our planet. Please stay tuned for more delightful news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, uplifting news for an elevated world. In Veg News, 3 new loving huts are thriving in Asia. A loving hut in Pre, Thailand, and two in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia, are providing nutritious, appetizing, and reasonably priced cuisine that is free of animal products. Loving Hut in Pre Province, a historically important area in northern Thailand, serves delightful items which are traditional foods of the region. Mongolia's capital and largest city is the home of two more Loving Huts. Supreme Master Qinghai has encouraged the Loving Hut worldwide family of vegan restaurants to offer delicious and healthy plant-based food to the growing number of people adopting the compassionate lifestyle. In Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia, the Loving Huts at the Trade and Development Bank and at Hunsnidoro, which is conveniently located near three universities, department stores and many offices, include menus of scrumptious Mongolian and Western dishes.
Тэгээ цагаан дээр ийм хоол хүнсний газар бол бий болж байгаа нь бол их баярлж байна. Цагаан хоолны ач тусыг бол одоо аянда олон хүн ингээд ойлгоод ирэхээр санаа нийлдэг цагаан хоол хэрэгдэг ус бол би олон мос бахаа л гэж бодчих.
За ингээд цаашдаа манай Монгол улсад олон зооваар шинээр нэгдэж олон хүн веган хоолтон болж ихтгийг аврах үсэд нэгдэх байх гэж хүсэж байна.
Congratulations, Loving Huts in Thailand and Mongolia. Our many thanks for Supreme Master Qinghai's support of Loving Huts across the globe through her tireless commitment to a planet on which each being is treasured and respected. May all unite in the noble movement to save our Earth and become vegan today.
Let's enjoy some light-hearted humor with an original joke written by Supreme Master Qinghai, entitled Favorite Shows.
To the husband. So, your wife blames your quick and cranky temper on the television? What will you say to that?
No, it's not the television, it's my wife. She always jumps in the middle of my favorite shows and asks for things. Anything.
Turning to the wife. Oh, I understand. I also have favorite shows on TV, and would like to watch them undisturbed. So my wife and I agreed to compromise. Like, she would not bother me during those shows, and I would at once attend to her needs when the shows end. Do you think this solution will work also for you both?
No, it won't.
But why?
Because every show on TV is his favorite show.
And now for our viewers' heartlines on Dr. Jeffrey Long, Evidence of the Afterlife, on Science and Spirituality. This program is also available in our online archives.
I have met the light. Everything they say about it is true. Star from Australia.
I have had these experiences three separate times. I felt peacefulness and loving visions around me. This doctor is right about everything. Beth Ann from USA.
Greetings, Star and Beth Ann. Thank you for sharing your valuable experiences. Dr. Jeffrey Long's wealth of information on the radiance of heaven encountered by many is truly inspiring. May you always be blessed with God's eternal light and love.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May each blessed moment be a cherished gift from the divine.